All right, guys. Hi, and welcome back to Just Grow With It, episode 2. I'm your host, Abby Sainer, and oh my gosh, I am so excited to be sitting here recording this second episode. I kind of just can't believe that I'm already doing this. I was very much overwhelmed by the support that I received from episode 1, and I really just can't quite believe it. So if you listened to the first episode, thank you so much, especially if you reached out to me, told me, you know, what you liked, maybe like your favorite part or something you took away from it. It was so cool to hear from a lot of you. And it was an interesting mix of people too. It wasn't all just like my really best friends, which was really cool for me. Or it was like a lot of older friends that like I haven't spoken to in a little bit or like haven't been in contact with, but they reached out and they're like, hey, it's really awesome to hear your voice again. Like, it's kind of cool that I can talk to everybody through this medium now. And I don't know, I'm just really excited that I'm doing this. It's something I've wanted to do for so long, and to have it received well is really great. So if you're new here, if this is your first episode you're listening to, hi, I'm Abby. I'm 22 years old. I'm a senior in college, and this show is called Just Grow With It because I have recently discovered the importance of having a growth mindset in life, and that just means everything you go through is going to teach you a lesson and you're going to grow from it. And so on this show, it's kind of my journal type of a situation where I am just talking about the things that I'm growing through and the things that I'm learning in that journey. And so it's going to be all sorts of different topics. And last week we talked a lot about how to get ahead and how that will make you happier. And I received a lot of input from that episode. Like, a lot of people were like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to try it. I'm going to ask my friend to be my library buddy. Or I was going to do this, but then I thought about your podcast and I was like, no, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of others. And that was just really cool to hear, that people found it, you know, inspiring, or found it at least relatable enough to be like, yeah, I've been there. So hopefully you can still find things to relate to in this episode. So tonight's episode, I think I'm going to talk about the issue of being taken seriously. And I think as a young woman, this is an issue that I will be facing for quite a while, but I've already faced for a while, being in college. But especially like leaving college, graduating, entering the workforce, how do you make sure that you're being taken seriously and your ideas are being valued and what you have to say is being respected? And this is something that I think can apply to any age, any gender, any sort of situation, but specifically for my situation, this is where I'm coming from, this is the knowledge I have. It's really hard to be a young woman because we're not taken very seriously. And so these are steps that I've kind of taken that I think have made people take me more seriously. And so I'm just going to share what I found works, and I'm going to share some frustrations I still have. So that's what the gist of tonight's episode. So to start, I'll explain a little bit about who I am and why I feel the way I do. If you don't know me, I'm a very short woman. I'm only 5'2", and I think that definitely affects how people interact with me, affects how people talk to me. Sometimes I feel like people are talking down to me. People tend to think I'm a lot younger than I am because of my size. And I look very youthful as well. I don't think I necessarily look my age at all. So oftentimes I get mistaken as a high schooler, but I'm 22. So I'm a full adult, and I would like to be treated as one, but I do think that those two things, my height and my facial features looking pretty young, work against me in that aspect. So things that I do, those are very superficial appearance-based things, but often that's the first impression people will get of you. So whenever I'm in a situation, especially so far this year, I've really tried to make sure it's like, well, if this is my first impression with these people, or even if it's not my first impression, but it's an impression I'm going to make on them, I need to make sure my appearance looks as professional as possible, or at least as respectable as possible, so that they're going to have the best chance to take me seriously. So things I do, sometimes I'll wear a little bit more of a heel. Sometimes I'll wear a little bit dressier up outfit. I'm always wearing makeup. I don't think that people have to wear makeup, but for me, I look so incredibly young without makeup that I do. I notice a big difference between wearing just a little bit of makeup and the way that people treat me versus if I'm not wearing any. And I don't wear a lot, but I do wear some, and I wear enough to look pretty presentable or like I put some effort in. I think in general, if you put some effort into your appearance, people will see that and put some effort into their interactions with you. This is very generalized. This is very shallow of a way to get people to take you seriously, but we can't pretend that it doesn't matter. We can't pretend that that doesn't have an effect on people. So I would say your appearance is probably the number one way that you're going to get people to take you seriously. If you're walking in and you're wearing a t-shirt and jeans or even just like a sweatshirt and leggings, like they might not think that you're as serious about what you're talking to them about. And in some situations, that's totally fine. Like if it's a very casual event and I don't need to be networking, I don't need to be whatever, I can wear whatever I want. But like in classes or like when I'm interacting with professors or adults that are older than me that could do something for me that I might want later, like if I want a letter of recommendation or something, I really try to put my best foot forward in those situations. And appearance is sadly kind of the only, like, the best way to do that. It's not the only way, but it's the quickest way to do that. And I will say this year I have made such an effort to look nice every day, which judging by the amount of people that have commented on that is something that was not my norm before this, which is kind of embarrassing, but you know, it wasn't as important. You know, now it's my last year of college, so really, like, this is pre-workforce, like, it's my last shot to put my best foot forward in this college environment, so I'm gonna look nicer. But like in my freshman, sophomore years, like, it didn't really matter if I was just scrubbing to class or not. But yeah, it is kind of funny to me how many people are like, why are you so dressed up? I'm like, I wanted to dress up, and I wanted to do that for myself. But also, I mean, people do take me a lot more seriously when I look nice. So that's tip number one. Take it as you will. That by no means means you have to dress up every day, but it's also kind of fun. Like, I've used this this past year or so to try to like cultivate I'm going to school to be a teacher, so I'm trying to cultivate a wardrobe that is very teacher-esque, and that can be really fun. Like, you can look for specific pieces. I go thrifting a lot, and I try to find like specific pieces that don't break the bank but are really nice looking. And like, so many of the things I've thrifted are the things that I get more compliments on than anything else. And so that's really fun. Like, it can be a fun project to kind of make yourself over into this kind of adult woman who's being taken seriously. So I would have fun with it. I wouldn't feel like it's something you have to do or like look at it in a negative light that you have to do this, but there is something to it. And I think if you look at your own perceptions of people, there is that like implicit bias that we have. Like, if they look really put together, you might be willing to listen to what they have to say more. Even if you like to say that you don't think about those things, it does have an effect on how we think. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is something that I'm still dealing with the adults that I'm interacting with at school. And it's really frustrating. But it's sticking to your word and being reliable. So I can't stress the importance of this enough. And I was lucky enough growing up that my parents never, like, if I committed to something, I was not allowed to quit it. And that was drilled into my head for years and years and years. And because of that, I have no problem showing up to commitments. And I, even if I say I'm going to do something and decide, maybe I don't want to later, 95% of the time I follow through with it. Obviously there are exceptions, but if you are someone who is saying, like, I don't know, let's just say, for example, your freshman year of college, there's an activities fair and they're always like, don't sign up for too many things, but you didn't listen and you signed up for too many things. There is some grace that people can have with you there. You know, like if you've truly overloaded yourself, you shouldn't be continuing that. But if you know about the commitment you're making, you should stick to it. And, you know, if you say you're going to meet up with someone to study, you shouldn't blow them off. Because if you want people to take you seriously, you need to be someone that follows through with what you say. Because if you get this reputation as someone who, you know, says all these things but doesn't mean it, they're not going to take you seriously. And, you know, you can talk a good game, but if you're not acting on your words, they're not going to take you seriously. So, like, this is something that I do feel like I have a little bit more experience in because of the way I was raised, but I do think it's something you can learn. And it's just, if you've said you're going to do something, like, you have to have enough discipline to go and do that thing. So if that's you, if you have an issue with that, first of all, don't feel like you have to say yes to these things initially, and really think about what you commit yourself to doing, because your commitments should mean something. So you think long and hard when you get an opportunity, but if you decide to go through with it, then you need to go through with it, because that is what being a reliable person is. And if you're reliable, you're more likely to be taken seriously. So that's just a little thing. It's something I still deal with a lot at the college level, and you probably do too, with people that aren't super reliable, or, you know, and there are situations, and I try to be forgiving and try to have grace with people. But it can be really frustrating, and I don't ever want to be the reason that someone else is frustrated in that situation. So I really try to stick to my word, and I don't take any commitment lightly, because I don't want to have to break that commitment and make people think I'm unreliable. So that's tip number two, is to be reliable and stick to your commitments. No shade. I truly get that people are, you know, people are going through whatever. But for me, I need to commit to what I say I'm going to commit to, because it just helps me be taken more seriously. All right, so another tip that I have for being taken seriously is having an opinion and sticking to that opinion. And I don't mean being a jerk about it. I think there are certainly situations where you need to have, you know, the common sense to maybe not voice your opinion if you can kind of tell, read the room, that it's not going to be a good situation to voice that opinion in. But I see so many people, and I see myself doing this too, but to be taken seriously, I don't think you can be the kind of person that always tries to see both sides, or always tries to, you know, keep things as neutral. And, like, I get why you'd want to. That is totally my personality type. I'm going to talk about the Enneagram later in a different episode, but if you haven't heard of the Enneagram test, it's a personality test. And if you're curious, I'm a number 9, which is the peacemaker. So it's totally in my nature to want to always, like, read the room and try to, like, not ruffle any feathers and try to keep the peace. But I do think that doing that makes me kind of seem less strong in my opinions, or less, or, like, if I say something, then people are more likely to be like, oh, well, she's just saying that to agree with people. She doesn't actually believe that, and they're not going to take my opinion seriously. So I think you need to be respectful, number one, over anything else when you have your strong opinions, but you need to stick to them. So I think about lately, it's really been kind of complicated to discuss, to discuss politics in any situation. And I don't really think you should, but if it comes up, like, say what you believe, but be kind and, you know, acknowledge that other people have every right to disagree with you, but don't back down on your beliefs. Because I really think that shows people that, oh, she's willing to compromise. She's willing to back down on those beliefs. And so unless you really are, which I don't think most of us are, I think most of us have our opinions and we're not really willing to change them that easily. I don't know. I don't want to be known as someone who just blows in the wind and, like, doesn't have a strong opinion. And I'm still working on that. So I think if there's any reason why I'm still not being taken super seriously necessarily, that could be one of those reasons, is I'm still too reliant on, like, trying to just go with the flow and not upset anyone. But if I hear something that I disagree with, like, I'm really trying to, like, challenge myself to, you know, just say politely why I disagree, but, like, hold my ground, like, hold my opinion. Don't let other people bully me into changing my opinion, because in the end, I think people respect honesty and respect people sticking to what they believe more than they respect somebody who lets people walk all over them. So that's a little bit of a controversial one, because I'm not saying go out there and be a really rude person that's like, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, this is what's right. And I can see where people might take this advice and do that. So I really hope that that's not what you take away from this. But just standing up for what you believe in, regardless of the situation or regardless of who might be offended, because we've got to stand up. I mean, that's all we can do if we have these opinions. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that one. But be strong in your opinions. Actually, I'm going to say one more thing. I know I just said that's all I'm going to say. But I don't know. I'm a huge musical theater nerd, and Hamilton was really popular. It's still really popular. It was super popular a couple years ago. And there's a part in the show where Aaron Burr is running against Thomas Jefferson for president. And they ask Hamilton who he's going to vote for. And throughout the show, Hamilton has been, butting heads with Thomas Jefferson. Like, they do not get along on anything. But Aaron Burr is this guy that kind of just stands for whatever's popular at the time. Like, he doesn't really have true beliefs. And because of this, Hamilton says, I'm going to vote for Jefferson because he at least has beliefs and Burr doesn't have any. So he respects the fact that he sticks to his beliefs, even if they're completely different than Hamilton's. He's still going to choose that guy over the guy that doesn't really have beliefs and just kind of does whatever's popular. So that's food for thought. It's a little bit of a nerdy musical theater reference, but I had to do it. It's who I am. So, but yeah, I think that that's totally, like, you got to have beliefs. It's better to have beliefs and maybe disagree with people than to have no beliefs. All right, finally, I want to touch on the topic of gender bias and the issues that raises with being taken seriously as a woman. And I want to say that I acknowledge that the gender spectrum is not binary, and we know that now. But in terms of, like, overall generalizations, I think we can still kind of frame it in this way, and kind of it's the masculine, like the hyper-masculine, cis-masculine world still tends to be more respected than the feminine or the non-cisgendered world, or the non-binary world. And that's difficult to talk about because I don't want to, I feel like even raising this issue will cause some people to not take me seriously. Because ideally, this wouldn't be an issue and everyone would be on an equal playing field and would get the equal opportunity to have the respect of their elders and their peers, regardless of gender. But that's not the case. And we're seeing that that is not the case pretty clearly in our society today. So I want to talk about things that I've noticed as a woman and what I've kind of taught myself to do, and how I'm trying to unlearn those habits that I've learned throughout the years. So one thing I've noticed is that in general, this is, again, huge stereotype, so don't be offended if this doesn't apply. I'm not saying it applies to everyone, but in general, women tend to be more of the kind of sideline participators in classes or in discussions or things like that. Or when they do participate, they tend to put qualifiers on what they say, like, oh, I don't know if this is right, or I don't know if you're going to like this, but... And they kind of de-emphasize their own contributions to the discussion or to the classroom in order to be kind of, like, less disruptive or something. And I've definitely learned that skill, the skill of quieting myself, the skill of squishing my essence to not offend or to not get in the way and to be taken seriously, I have to get over that, and I'm working on getting over that. And when I'm in classroom settings and I see, you know, cisgender males just shouting out the answers and getting praised for just being, you know, go-getters and shouting out the answers, like, why can't I do that too? Why can't I just be an active member of whatever discussion I'm a part of? Because I think, again, people tend to respect, you know, action over inaction. Not saying that action is always the best step or that you should act without thinking, but especially young women, I think, are more tentative in those situations, which might contribute to them not being taken as seriously. So if you're dealing with, you know, a male professor, a male coach, a male boss, and you sense sort of that power dynamic there, I would just try to reach their playing field, right? Like, observe how they're acting and then kind of step outside your comfort zone and act the same way so that you are you're treated and respected the same way that they are. This is kind of like, it's a tough topic to talk about, and it probably deserves its own whole episode. So I might not go too far into it past that, but just recognize that gender does play a big role in this discussion of being taken seriously. Gender and gender identity and representation and all of that. So it's not necessarily an even playing field for everyone to be taken seriously. I mean, look back at my first tip. It's all about appearance, but that doesn't really seem to apply to men. You know, like, yes, there's a difference between them wearing a t-shirt and jeans and, you know, a suit, but I would venture to guess, I don't know this scientifically, it's probably been tested, I don't know for sure, but I would venture to say that the differences in respect and attention that they get dressing those two different ways is a lot different than a woman, you know, wearing no makeup, not having her hair done versus like being dressed to the nines, the respect that she gets for that, which isn't fair. So that's another thing to take into consideration, but to try and unlearn those habits of like making yourself smaller than you are, because you're just as worthy of respect as anyone else in the room, and you can hold the space and you can make noise and you can respond and not feel guilty about it. So yeah, that's all I'll say on the gender thing. So in conclusion, I'll wrap up the episode. I liked the 20-minute kind of length last time, so I think I'm gonna stick to it. But to wrap up, this topic is like, just realize that ultimately, if someone's not taking you seriously, it's an issue of their perceptions. It's not necessarily a fault within yourself, but you can only control what you do. You can't control what others do. So these are some tips that you can do, you can take action in to hopefully influence their perception of you to taking you more seriously, which will hopefully lead to more opportunities for you. You know, like there's no point in having people take you seriously if you don't actually think it's going to affect your day-to-day life. But for me to have people take me seriously, it's going to affect who's going to recommend me for jobs or the grades I get at this point. It's my last semester of college, but the grades still matter. And these relationships that I'm building with people of power in my institution will matter. And they'll remember if I was someone worth their respect and worth their time and worth taking seriously or not. So just something to think about. If you have thoughts on this topic, I'd love to hear them. I really loved all the people that responded. Oh my gosh, it was so many people responded last time. And I really loved that. Responding with their thoughts, their ideas, what they agreed with, what they maybe disagree with, or maybe things I'm not even thinking of in this podcast. This was kind of just a stream of consciousness podcast. I didn't really plan much out for it, which I kind of like. I feel like that feels more authentic to me. So yeah, I think I'm going to end the podcast here. Good luck with making tiny steps, trying to get people to take you more seriously. And remember that you also are perceiving others, and be more aware of like your judgments on other people and maybe why you don't take other people seriously, and if that's really their fault or if that's just your perception. So all right, I'm going to end the episode here. Remember to always grow through what you go through. I love you, and hopefully you keep listening to all the other episodes. I plan to post every Sunday night. So have a great week.